2 Samuel 17. Furthermore, Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Please let me choose 12,000 men, and let me set out and pursue David tonight, and I will attack him while he is weary and exhausted and startle him, so that all the people who are with him will flee. Then I will strike and kill the king when he is alone, and I will bring all the people back to you. The return of everyone depends on the man whom you are seeking. Then all the people will be at peace." And the plan pleased Absalom, and all the elders of Israel. Nevertheless, Absalom said, "Now call Hushai, the Archite, also, and let's hear what he has to say." When Hushai had come to Absalom, Absalom said to him, "Ahithophel has proposed this plan. Should we carry out his plan? If not, say so yourself." So Hushai said to Absalom, "This time, the advice that Ahithophel has given is not good." Then Hushai said, "You yourself know, your father and his men, that they are warriors, and they are fierce, like a bear deprived of her cubs in the field. And your father is an expert in warfare, and he will not spend the night with the people. Behold, he has now hidden himself in one of the ravines, or in another place, and it will be that when he falls on them at the first attack, whoever hears it will say, 'There has been a slaughter among the people who follow Absalom.' And even the one who is valiant, whose heart is like the heart of a lion, will completely despair. For all Israel knows that your father is a mighty man, and those who are with him are valiant men. But I advise that all Israel be fully gathered to you, from Dan even to Beersheba, like the sand that is by the sea in abundance, and that you personally go into battle. Then we will come to him in one of the places where he can be found, and we will fall on him just as the dew falls on the ground. And of him, and of all the men who are with him, not even one will be left. And if he withdraws to a city, then all Israel shall bring ropes to that city, and we will drag it into the valley until not even a pebble is found there." Then Absalom and all the men of Israel said, "The advice of Hushai the Archite is better than the advice of Ahithophel, for the Lord had ordained to foil the good advice of Ahithophel, in order for the Lord to bring disaster on Absalom." Then Hushai said to Zadok and to Abiathar the priests, "This is what Ahithophel advised Absalom and the elders of Israel to do, and this is what I have advised. Now then, send a messenger quickly and tell David, saying, 'Do not spend the night at the river crossing places of the wilderness, but by all means cross over, or else the king and all the people who are with him will be destroyed.'" Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz were staying at En-Rogel, and a female servant would go and inform them, and they would go and inform King David, for they could not allow themselves to be seen entering the city. But a boy did see them, and he told Absalom. So the two of them left quickly, and came to the house of a man in Bahurim, who had a well in his courtyard, and they went down into it. And the woman took a cover and spread it over the well's mouth, and scattered barley meal on it, so that nothing was known. Then Absalom's servants came to the woman at the house and said, "Where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan?" And the woman said to them, "They have crossed the brook of water." And when they searched and did not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. It came about, after they had departed, that they came up out of the well, and went and reported to King David. And they said to David, "Set out and cross over the water quickly, because this is what Ahithophel had advised against you." Then David and all the people who were with him set out and crossed the Jordan. By dawn not even one remained who had not crossed the Jordan. Now when Ahithophel saw that his advice had not been followed, he saddled his donkey, and set out, and went to his home, to his city, and set his house in order, and hanged himself. So he died and was buried in his father's grave. Then David came to Mahanaim, and Absalom crossed the Jordan, he and all the men of Israel with him. Absalom put Amasa in command of the army in place of Joab. Now Amasa was the son of a man whose name was Ithra, the Israelite, who had relations with Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister of Zeruiah, Joab's mother. and Israel and Absalom camped in the land of Gilead. Now, when David had come to Mahanaim, Shobi, the son of Nahash, from Rabbah, of the sons of Ammon, Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lo-Debar, and Barzillai, the Gileadite, from Rohelim, brought beds, basins, pottery, wheat, barley, flour, roasted grains, beans, lentils, roasted seeds, honey, curds, sheep, and cheese of the herd, for David and the people who were with him, to eat. For they said, "The people are hungry, and exhausted, and thirsty in the wilderness." Luke 15. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near Jesus to listen to him, and both the Pharisees and the scribes began to complain, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." And so he told them this parable, saying, "What man among you, if he has 100 sheep and has lost one of them, does not leave the other 99 in the open pasture to go after that one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he puts it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost.' I tell you, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, if she has 10 silver coins, loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin which I had lost.' In the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." And he said, "A man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the estate that is coming to me.' And so he divided his wealth between them. And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together and went on a journey to a distant country. And there he squandered his estate in wild living. Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that country, and he began doing without. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, and he sent him into the fields to feed pigs. And he longed to have his fill of the carob pods that the pigs were eating, and no one was giving him anything. But when he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired laborers have more than enough bread, but I am dying here from hunger? I will set out and go to my father, and I will say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired laborers." So he set out and came to his father. But when he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his slaves, "Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And bring the fattened calf, slaughter it, and let's eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and when he came, he approached the house. He heard music and dancing, and he summoned one of the servants and began inquiring what these things could be. And he said to him, "Your brother has come, and your father has slaughtered the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound." But he became angry and was not willing to go in. And his father came out and began pleading with him. But he answered and said to his father, "Look, for so many years I have been serving you, and I have never neglected a command of yours, and yet you never gave me a young goat, so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes, you slaughtered the fattened calf for him." And he said to him, "Son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours. but we had to celebrate and rejoice, because this brother of yours was dead, and has begun to live, and was lost, and has been found. Second Peter 2. But false prophets also appeared among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their indecent behavior, and because of them the way of truth will be maligned, and in their greed they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them to pits of darkness, held for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, and if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to destruction by reducing them to ashes, having made them an example of what is coming for the ungodly, and if he rescued the righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the perverted conduct of unscrupulous people, for by what he saw and heard, that righteous man, while living among them, felt his righteous soul tormented day after day by their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from a trial, and to keep the unrighteous under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who indulge the flesh in its corrupt passion, and despise authority. Reckless, self-centered, they speak abusively of angelic majesties without trembling, whereas angels who are greater in might and power do not bring a demeaning judgment against them before the Lord. But these, like unreasoning animals, born as creatures of instinct to be captured and killed, using abusive speech where they have no knowledge, will in the destruction of those creatures also be destroyed, suffering wrong as the wages of doing wrong. They count it a pleasure to revel in the daytime. They are stains and blemishes, reveling in their deceptions as they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery that never cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, having hearts trained in greed, accursed children. Abandoning the right way, they have gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the reward of unrighteousness. But he received a rebuke for his own offense, for a mute donkey, speaking with a human voice, restrained the insanity of the prophet. These are the springs without water, and mists driven by a storm, for whom the black darkness has been reserved. For while speaking out arrogant words of no value, they entice by fleshly desires, by indecent behavior, those who barely escape from the ones who live in error, promising them freedom while they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by what anyone is overcome, by this he is enslaved. For if, after they have escaped the defilements of the world, by the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and are overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first. For it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, than having known it, to turn away from the holy commandment handed on to them. It has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow, after washing, returns to wallowing in the mire. Proverbs 21:11-20. When the scoffer is punished, the naive becomes wise. But when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. The righteous one considers the house of the wicked, bringing the wicked to ruin. One who shuts his ear to the outcry of the poor will also call out himself and not be answered. A gift in secret subdues anger, and a bribe in an inside pocket, strong wrath. The exercise of justice is joy for the righteous, but terror to those who practice injustice. A person who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. One who loves pleasure will become a poor person. One who loves wine and oil will not become rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, and the treacherous is in the place of the upright. It is better to live in a desert land than with a contentious and irritating woman. There is precious treasure and oil in the home of the wise, but a foolish person swallows it up. Psalm 119, 153 through 176. Look at my affliction, and rescue me, for I have not forgotten your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great are your mercies, Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn aside from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and loathe them, because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, Lord, according to your faithfulness. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments is everlasting. Rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word, like one who finds great plunder. I hate and loathe falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you, because of your righteous judgments. Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble. I hope for your salvation, Lord, and do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let my cry come before you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my pleading come before you. Save me according to your word. Let my lips pour out praise, for you teach me your statutes. Let my tongue sing about your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live that it may praise you, and let your ordinances help me. I have wandered about like a lost sheep. Search for your servant, for I do not forget your commandments.